You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with global business leader Benjamin Von Seeger, now managing his own enterprise, BVS Consulting Group, a boutique technology consultancy. He is also the author of the new book, The Rival, A Provocative Business Guide on Succeeding in Today's Competitive Landscape for Senior Executives, Ambitious Entrepreneurs, and Students. Benjamin, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly it's good to have you. And thank you for also taking out a moment out of your busy schedule to be with us. So to kick things off, why is it so important as a CEO to spend time with your customers?
So over the past almost 20 years as a leader, extremely as a chief executive officer, it's extremely important to spend as much time as possible with your customers to understand the business needs as well to understand what you need to take back to your team. So I've seen along these 20 years a lot of CEOs that have not done so, and unfortunately they're not around anymore. And after 20 years, my colleagues and myself, being in business and traveling millions of miles, we're still around. So my advice for the future CEOs, especially the millennials that are extremely creative, is to go out there and spend as much time as possible with your customers. I know it's a little bit old-fashioned, and it sounds like, FaceTime, why should you do that? We have Skype, we have video conferencing, we have a lot of other options. But if you do want to establish relationships that are going to last decades, you really need to get on a plane.
What do you do with your company after you succeed, and what is your legacy as an entrepreneur, and what are you going to do about the knowledge that you have created?
So this is a question that I get a lot from my students from the MBA classes, and as well I do get this question from a lot of my customers in my firm, which are building a lot of interesting applications and interesting companies that they're very top on the market today. My opinion, you build a business for two reasons. You want to create a legacy, or you want to create an exit strategy. I do believe, like everything else in life, if the economic habitat of your business is not sufficiently favorable, your business will choose to die. But if you do have a good economic habitat, if you do have a strong business plan, your business will grow and you'll be able to pass your legacy. So when I'm being asked, what should I do with all the knowledge we accumulate? What should I do with all the information I have on my company from the beginning of the day when, we draw up the business plan? My simple is very simple. You just have to pass on, like any other simple being on this planet. Just pass on all the knowledge you learn as much as you can. And we see this happening more and more with the big executives. They made a lot of money, but they realize that, okay, they have all the money in the world, but what is that is meaningful to them? Meaningful to them is to pass on all that knowledge they learn. So through time, you look what entrepreneurs have done, and they were being inspired by Mother Nature. They were being inspired by great ideas, and they all got very creative. So the time is extremely important. So that's why I always ask the question. I'm being asked the question. Without time, your business doesn't exist. We do not exist. But what are you going to do about your business? Will your business be a legacy or an exit strategy?
Certainly good information to help us plan ahead. Give me an example for the new generations, what and how they can understand what entrepreneurship ecosystem is made of.
So this, again, the business plans, the work in the world, and the best ones that I've seen so far around are the ones that are written backwards. And if we look at Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Uber, they literally came to us, the consumer, the customer, and said, okay, tell me what you want. We'll go back to the drawing board. We are going to deliver. So a lot of the students, and again, a lot of companies and young innovators come to my firm and they ask me, well, how should we go about this? So why should we become global? Why you wrote in your book go global or go home. It's because you need to create this global entrepreneurship ecosystem, and you need to make sure that you have a very strong network. And when the time comes that you have to move your business to the next level, you are prepared. And time, again, I see a lot of these small businesses that could have great potential. They're looking just to catch a big fish and make that $20 million deal to put them on the mark so investors can buy them or they can be acquired as quick as possible. But I've seen that a lot of big corporations would like to do business with companies that would like to be around for more than 5 years. Certainly, it took me almost 12 years to develop a business and create a successful exit strategy. So if you do want to create that entrepreneurship ecosystem, you really have to think global. You really have to create a very strong network. And as an executive, again, you have to be involved hands-on in your business day in, day out.
Today we're joined by Benjamin Von Seeger, the author of the new book, The Rival, A Provocative Business Guide on Succeeding in Today's Competitive Landscape for Senior Executives, Ambitious Entrepreneurs, and Students here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Mr. Von Seeger, what's the right balance between book smarts and street smarts in business, and how should recent graduates use this balance in interviews and resumes?
So this is a subject that's very dear to my heart, and I spend a few chapters in my book regarding this chapter. Because, again, like I mentioned earlier, the successful businesses that I've seen and I've worked with and I consulted for, they hired the best talent that you can find out there. So again, I don't have a magic formula of how much you have to have between book smarts and street smarts. I do tell my graduate students in MBA classes that they're in the right place. I mean, personally, I came out of Germany with a great education, studied several languages, but the street smarts, the street sense, how I call it, and the common sense, you only achieve that through hard work and a very strong work ethic. So the more you are out there, the more meetings you have, the more you fly, the more you spend time with executives, especially at a young age, the more you are exposed to the experience of other very intelligent people, you'll be able to kind of steal the business from them, so to speak, and learn to find your own way and learn to be successful. So again, I'm a big supporter of the academia, but I also seen, and I've been in meetings with board members that had only graduated from high school, and they had the capability of taking over a room within minutes and conducting their room and closing deals. So my advice to the graduates is very simple. You have to learn to be authentic, approachable, and articulate. Wherever you're going to present yourself, when you're going to present yourself in an interview, you have to think about the fact that you're going to be spending there a few years, and you also have to assess if this is going to be an environment you are going to thrive and you're going to be successful. So I read thousands of resumes. I interviewed thousands of people in my career, and sometimes you know within 2 minutes, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but you do see who has that spark, who looks like a caged tiger, who wants to achieve, who knows how to set goals, who knows how to take it to the next level, or you see the candidate that just wants a job 9 to 5, and at 5 o'clock he runs out of his office like a bullet. So again, there's no magic formula for that. It took me hard work to achieve both. But if you do have those elements and you use the emotional intelligence as a glue to bring those two together, then I don't see any reason why you won't be successful in the business world.
What would be your advice for how aspiring entrepreneurs or recent graduates can get started, and what are the first steps in launching a new business in conclusion?
So in conclusion, I have a lot of students and, again, a lot of friends now that my book became so public, and it was posted also on the Reuters building last week when it launched. They asked me, oh, take a look at my website, take a look at my logo, take a look at my business plan. Students in class last week, again, when I lectured as a guest speaker at the Vail University, they were like, I want to open a nursing home. I open a new business. My advice is, they have to be prepared. Life is not easy in the business world, and it takes thick skin, and I see this with my new business, which is the book. I see the business as a book. I have a publicist. I'm working extremely hard on writing articles or being a podcast or making sure I'm out there, speaking engagements. So you need to be prepared. You need to be you have to make sacrifice. However, all these sacrifices eventually is going to pay off, and the reward is really, really worth it. So, you know, I see students, they graduate, and they think, oh, I have an MBA from Harvard. I'm entitled to go and become the CEO of a big corporation. Well, not so fast, because there are other people over there that hold that position already. So the first step is you need to immediately see how you can build a very strong network. You have to start networking. And today, thanks to social media, we can do that much better than when you were able to do it 15, 16 years ago. However, again, once you do that, my advice is to try to spend as much time possible with your customers. And I have friends that open all kinds of businesses, and they ask me, well, I don't know what to start. I open a tobacco store. I open an advertising agency. Where do I start? The good news is that for every vertical that we work in, there's a trade show. My advice is go to your first trade show. See how you present your logo, how you present your product, see how you present yourself. Come back to the drawing board and see what reception you had over there, see what feedback you got from your future customers. That is why I say it's so important that you build the relationships, and as a business leader, you stay in that environment and you travel and you spend time with your customers, because the more time you spend with your customers, when you return back to your team, you are able to give them feedback and a clear vision, a strategy on how to start. So you leave Harvard, you leave Columbia, you leave DeVry, you leave any university, it's not going to be easy. And some people say, well, this is for me. No, it wasn't. The first 24 months of my career, I had no day off, and I was willing to put the effort. So they have to be prepared to put a strong effort. And that's why, going back to my book, people ask me, well, who should I hire for my team? I think athletes are best in brief for executives and salespersons, because they know how to set goals. They're very goal-oriented, and they know how to meet those expectations. So I was a professional swimmer for 7 years. I know what that means. So I have no problem with the goals. I have no problems exceeding my quotas, my expectations. So it's going to be a difficult ride, but it's going to be a fun one. And when you see your name on a building, sometimes you are like, wow, I made it. So it's good. Or when you have a press release that goes out to the entire world that you sold the business for a substantial amount of money, you created jobs and you created homes for your employees, and you think about the fact that your employees have mortgages that you are responsible for, so you're responsible for the entire business and the entire, again, the entire ecosystem of the entrepreneurship they are creating, it is a great feeling. So, and like other artists, I think we get inspired by the mother nature, and a lot of the business people, the real one that I see that are interested in creating this entrepreneurial ecosystem, they really don't care about the money. They just love what they do. They're very passionate about what they do. And that's my advice. Just go into the arena or the vertical that you love and try to become the best at what you want to be. If it's a professor, a nurse, a doctor, or an executive, you will be successful.
Certainly inspiring and very helpful information in all regards. We can't thank you enough for sharing it and as well as taking the time to be with us. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about your book, The Rival, and where they can make the purchase, as well as how they can be in touch accordingly.
Yes, again, thank you so much, Eric. I really do appreciate the interview. For my readers and fans, the book is available on therivalbook.com. Also in Facebook on the Benjamin von Ziegler, as well it's available since you got the Rising Star Award from iUniverse. It's available through iUniverse website, as well the Barrett Keller platform in the business and entrepreneurship section, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, pretty much 80 platforms where all ebooks are available.
Well, once again, thanks for your time, all the best, and certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Benjamin von Ziegler, the author of the new book, The Rival, a provocative business guide on succeeding in today's competitive landscape for senior executives, ambitious entrepreneurs, and students. And for more information and for contact, it's Benjamin von Ziegler. EPNChannel4Exclusive.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.